going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Harold Fana Jr., a brand new Cleveland Brown. A lot of people were excited about that pick.
You know what? We had talked about Harold Fana, you know, during the season because he had these amazing games against Penn State and Texas A&M. And then he tanked at the combine. Like, his numbers were right, what, the 40? He didn't run very well. And, you know, some of my buddies that pay attention to that stuff, they're like, uh-oh, where is he going to fall? Well, he fell to the Browns. So he was an incredible, incredible playmaker. Like, he looked like he belonged on the field in those other games. You can't just say, oh, he's a MAC player. We know, I mean, it's the NFL. It's ridiculous. Guys come from all over the place.
Yeah.
So, Northeast Ohio native, had a rough, rough upbringing. And to have his name called by the Cleveland Browns team in Northeast Ohio, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, I thought it was a good story. We got a chance again. We get to interview all the guys after they get drafted. Seemed like a fine enough young man. Obviously, you know, he had a real tough way to come up, and he made it out. And I think that it's a great story. Obviously, the story's not finished. And I think that he's a guy who will come in, and as long as he's healthy and everything, should play week one against whoever the hell we play week one. We'll find out on May 14th.
He's 20 years old right now, right?
It's the same thing. He's a July birthday, the same way David was a July birthday when he got drafted. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So they like to go young there in that position.
And he converted. Like, this, it's not like he's been playing tight end his entire life. So they love the learning curve here. They love trajectory. You know, imagine, like, how do you think, where do you think he lines up? Like, where do you think he plays?
Because, well, one of the knocks on him was blocking. And I asked Andrew about it. It was almost like I was one of the ones. Like, for a second, I'm like, Andrew, I didn't say that. Like, he was pretty defensive about the non-blocking stuff with Harold Fannin Jr. Because you would think he's 6'2". He's thick enough that he could block. But, I mean, again, David was a guy who had to learn how to block. David was not a blocking guy when he first came out in the draft.
Here's Stefanski on Fannin right after they drafted him. This is from that press conference.
The tape jumps out, like you said. I mean, you watch Penn State, watch Texas A&M. He's a very productive player. Coach Loeffler did an awesome job with him at Bowling Green, moving him around the board, like AB said, like a queen in chess. And he's very versatile. He's a young man. I think he's just 20 years old. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of development there, but excited about the versatility that he brings. And it's on tape. He really lines up all over. He's a Wildcat quarterback. You know, he does a lot for the football team, and it's a young player that we feel like can ascend.
Well, I think you're looking at a lot more 12 personnel, two tight ends, single running back, kind of the bread and butter of what a Stefanski offense would usually be.
Yeah, and that highlight that we played, a terrific call right there on ESPN Plus against Akron.
Another great job.
It was a handoff on a jet. Like, it was 4th-and-2. Everybody in the building knew who was getting the football, and Harold Fannin took it to the house. Like, he kind of had that ability to do that
stuff.
Like
the end of a basketball game where, you know, like, you got to stop one guy. They have one guy right now, and they didn't stop him. You could hear it on Friday night. Gerard did a ton of those games with you, right, Anthony? Yeah. Like, Gerard was over the moon.
He was passionate about wanting to get Harold Fannin Jr. And then when they took Harold Fannin Jr., it was like they drafted a member of his family. He was a very big fan of his. He had talked about how he had etched out some extra time to talk to him before games, things like that during broadcasts. Gerard is a huge fan of Harold Fannin Jr. Because of you, I watched more of him than I ever would have thought of, just because you were saying, Kenny, you got to see this guy. He's a freak. He's amazing.
Watch the highlight reel against Texas A&M. He's running. People are like, he's not fast enough. Look at him in that game. He's running away from all those guys.
Yeah. The other, Quinshon Judkins is an exciting back. I want to see. Obviously, there's going to be a comparison between he and Trevion Henderson and what the New England Patriots are going to be able to do with Trevion Henderson compared to us and Quinshon Judkins. Dylan Sampson's another interesting one, not just with the quarterbacks. And then, again, Mason Graham is going to be a 10-year guy, I think, that helps out your D-line. I know what Andrew Berry said on Thursday night about the pass rush element. I still tend to believe it's more he sets up opportunities for other people like Mike Hall, like Myles Garrett, obviously, hopefully Isaiah McGuire, Obo Okoronkwo. I think that he's more of that guy because he's more of the guy that can take up space with double teams. He's more of the guy that you have to be more cognizant of, and I think that he does not have that type of left-right ability. He does not have, as of right now, the same thought of being able to move outside in the same way you would with Mike Hall. At least that's what it was originally thought. But that's just my opinion on all those other guys. What is your depth chart right now before I go to the phones? Because Daryl's like, well, Dylan Gabriel's the one who's getting cut. Which I'm sorry, I hate to call out Daryl here. I didn't want to bog it down and turn into an argument. I thought Daryl's argument or Daryl's answer to me was garbage about the star power of Shedeur Sanders being cut. Maybe Daryl will end up being right in the end, but I only think that Daryl's going to be right if Shedeur Sanders goes out there and performs well. If he doesn't perform that, hey, this guy really jumps off the page here. If he doesn't perform to that, then I think he's getting put on the practice squad. Five rounds of teams passed up on the guy. If you were the one who cut him and he doesn't look that incredible off tape, I think they're going to go, yeah, we're justified in why we didn't pick him up. Go ahead and put him on your practice squad. That's the way I think a lot of teams are thinking about this guy. Like, I don't think we understand. Here's the hard part. I don't think people understand just how many people are just like, yeah, this is not worth the squeeze. We're not doing this.
The hard part is, you know, we can't definitively say Jimmy Haslam made the pick.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Even though we're all thinking it, Daryl was told that wasn't the case. I imagine the Browns would tell Daryl that's not the case. But the reality is, it just is hard to conjure up a way that this wasn't at the very least, assisted by Jimmy Haslam. So if that's the case, what does that change? Like,
is the owner going to make sure he's on the active roster?
Well, let me ask you this. Is he really selling tickets? Is he selling merchandise?
He's selling his own merchandise, it seems, according to that report about his TikTok or God knows what.
Yeah, I would love to know. I would love to know the truth behind this because I do think we can't be naive and acting like that doesn't matter. If a guy is selling merchandise, if he's selling tickets.
Tickets are the thing that matters.
Can't the owner come down the steps and go, you got to find a way to keep him on the team?
Is he selling tickets?
I don't think so, but people are telling me I'm wrong. People are telling me I'm crazy.
It's one thing to be excited about Shedeur Sanders. It's another thing to buy tickets over Shedeur Sanders. Are you buying tickets?
If he would have gone number two overall, is he selling tickets then?
He's number two overall. He's fifth round now. Clearly, people think there's something wrong with him.
The fans that loved him and would have still loved him at two, what, those fans are not going to go out and buy his stuff now because he was fifth round?
They're going to invest $3,000 on season tickets?
That's what I'm asking. I'd love to hear from those people. I would love to hear from the people that think this is an all-time coup, that the Browns got him. And if you're that confident in him, like Jonathan Peterlin, I can't wait to hear Jonathan on the afternoon show. If you're that thrilled with him, don't you just think he'll come in and win the job eventually? Like, don't you think that he's that the talent didn't go away?
Well, I mean, I talked to a few people from Boulder yesterday. One said something crazy. I don't even want to say it, which I said at the beginning of the show, and I still don't want to say it. You want me to say it now, or you want me to say it later?
Well, we're running out of time here, Ken, so you probably ought to get to it.
So I talked to a few people, and they used the term, because I said, hey, man, the term not organized, gets thrown around. The struggle on the whiteboard gets thrown around. They had said, you know, he is a leader with his offensive linemen. He takes them to dinner once a week, which we did not know that. Says I wrote down, nice young man. Somebody said the best move in Browns history to take this guy in the fifth round. There are people who are just in love with him and infatuated with him. He said there will be controversy some way or another. There will be. It's Deion. It's Shador. It's the family. There will be some controversy. So keep your eyes peeled for that. Because I'm like, man, fifth round pick should be seen, not heard. They should be seen in practice at camp. But he is a star. He is very much a star. Then one of them said, and I wasn't going to say it in the open because I think immediately it loses the credibility if it says in the open. But the one person did say to me, and I'm reading this, and you can see me on camera. I got to hold it up, make sure you don't see names here. They said, one for one, everything equal quarterback competition, he will be the starter. I says, week one. He says, week one. I went, that's a bit strong. That's a little much. Laying on a bit thick there, aren't you? Like I'm going, he's a fifth round pick. Right now he's fourth on the depth chart. He's going to have to take a hell of a run. He does seem to be more the quarterback type that Kevin Stefanski would want. But
well, all things aren't equal. They aren't going to be equal. He's not going to get the same amount of reps as the other guys.
It's true. I want it to be equal, though, because you can change out. What scares me the most is that you can take out general managers and head coaches. You're not removing owners. So if you took the guy, fine. If Jimmy wanted to make the pick in the fifth round, it's his team. It's a fifth round pick. I mean, to be honest with you. Because you could say, hey, if he doesn't work out, you guys can just cut him. All right? But if he looks like he is lost in the preseason, training camp, rookie camp, the whole thing, if he just looks like he's lost and you're forcing him on the team, that just makes me worried about the future.
Well, yeah.
That just there's plenty of guys driving around going, yeah, Ken, you should be. Yeah, but you got to understand, like, some way you got to pull the nose up on it and get it going in the right direction. Fifth round picks to me are not that big of a deal. This is the most fun I've had over a fifth round pick that I can remember. The most interested I've been in a fifth round pick, other than when they took Ryan Pomperion.
So they've got two joint practices scheduled. They have Panthers and Eagles scheduled in the preseason,
yes.
Right? Normally that is where you play your starters. You do that in the joint practices, and then whenever the preseason game that week comes up, you see the third guy at quarterback. Are we going to see a difference there? Is Shador going to be the guy in these joint practices where you put him under some more live fire than probably against the ones from these other teams?
No. That's a Joe and Kenny Pickett thing. I think that in the joint practices...
I don't know that I need to see Joe do any of that.
No,
Joe is here to be the 40-year-old.
Wait a minute. Are you talking with the red jersey on in the practice?
Yeah.
Joe's going to want the reps. So will Kenny Pickett want the reps? Those guys are fine. I'm talking in the preseason games. I would just play.
Those preseason games don't count, though. They're playing against the 89th guy on the roster.
They don't, but they still have to take live fire, and guys are trying to earn spots on the roster, and they're going to be.
Yeah, I want to see them getting fired against the Eagles' actual Super Bowl championship defensive line and not.
Yeah, but they're not supposed to hit them. Like, there is, you and I know very well, there's a difference between actually knowing you're going to.
Maybe we make an exception.
You know, they're doing that. I think in those two games, you're going to get to see a lot of Dillon Gabriel and Shador Sanders. A lot of those guys. The other two, it's probably either going to be Joe or Kenny, or Kenny and Joe. And then right now, Dillon Gabriel's QB3, and on the practice squad is Shador Sanders. He has the entire summer and fall, early fall, to change that.